It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
나오네요.
갑니다. 카드만 찍어.
들어가.
14연승. 8전 전승. 캔자스 칩스가.
Kansas City Ska.
That never gets old.
나오네요. 갑니다.
That's right. The Korean call on the game-winning touchdown last night. Those are always fun.
They're great. One of my favorites was the German call of, was it Niall Davis who returned the kick against Houston in that first playoff game they won 30-0 with Alex Smith?
Mm-hmm.
I think Niall Davis was the guy's name, returned that kick for a touchdown, started that game off with a 7-0 lead. They never gave it up, and we had the German call of that one. That was a lot of fun, too.
Somebody says on the text line, why is your Jerry Jones obsessed with Wang? There was an Instagram video that came out not too long ago. Jamie Foxx.
From
Wang Chung?
No.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Why am I drawing a blank?
What is Wang Chung? What is that?
Everybody Wang Chung. I guess it's a dance. I don't know.
Okay. But in the video, he describes Deuce Vaughn, and he gives all these attributes that he has, and then he describes that he has an 8.5-inch member.
That's right.
That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So that is right here.
Okay. 9 3-inch head. 8.5-inch dick.
Oh, I don't think we can play that. No, nope, Mac failed again.
I dumped it.
You're having a tough time understanding what can and can't be on the radio, aren't you?
Everything.
It's really not that hard.
It's funny. Oh, Jerry. It hurts.
My stomach. Like, Mac just can't figure this out. Is this a generational thing? Like, he thinks you can curse on the radio?
I'm cool with it.
I'm fine with it, but we can't do it.
So that's the evidence.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. But seriously, I'm in tears, dude. Because I almost said, will it be edited?
You need to go back and watch George Carlin's 8 words you can't say on TV.
That's not one of them. Or you can just listen to Family Reunion by Blink-182, which I know you're familiar with that. Oh, my gosh. I'm crying. That's hilarious.
And nope, can't do that.
Oh, man. I mean, things I never thought I'd see. Our boss getting here and immediately going shirtless because for some reason it's 97 degrees in here. And I never thought that I'd snort. Somebody says, this show is off the blanking rails today.
Well, you know, we're dealing with very limited sleep and a big win and, you know, the trade deadline anxiety that's going on today for a lot of people wondering what the Chiefs are going to do next. Jerry Jones is already trading for a receiver you never heard of, but you're pissed he's not here.
Right.
Right? Mm. Like, have we seen it? Why didn't the Chiefs get this guy?
Oh,
well, we got DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, man. I hope everybody else's day is going well because I needed this today, man. I needed a good laugh. Oh, boy.
The weather the way it is.
Yeah.
It's good grass-grown weather, though. It's helped the lawn. But
I know. We need somebody to come out front and get the leaf blower because those leaves are going to stain the concrete. Yeah, right there, and you have to walk around it.
I know. It's a pain in the
I think I'm going to bring mine tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm. You watch. Be 5 a.m. out there. Just. Is there anything more? You know what? Let's do that for a start bench cut, right? Presented by Jay Southland Toe.
All right.
Leaf blower, rake, lawnmower. What's more satisfying?
Rake is the number one thing for me. I think
you're starting rake?
I'm starting rake. I'm benching the leaf blower, and I'm kicking the lawnmower to the curb.
Oof.
Because, I don't know, just I like raking. I don't mind it. I think it's more efficient. You get the leaves up. You're not blowing things in 10 different directions and trying to... I mean, so give me the rake.
Start bench cut. Cole Reagans, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha.
I'm starting Cole Reagans. I'm benching Seth Lugo, and I'm cutting Michael Wacha. Now, whatever order you go in, I don't think it's wrong, like, to have to cut one of those three guys. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it, but, I mean, with the way Lugo pitched last year, and Reagans is your bona fide ace.
Start, bench, cut. Dak Prescott, Tony Romo, Troy Aikman.
Starting.
Yeah,
dude. No, I'm starting Troy, benching Tony, cutting Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, by the way, put on the IR.
That's right. Injured reserve.
He said he felt a pull in his hamstring, and then he said, this team blanket sucks. Clearly on the sideline. Start, bench, cut. Hopkins, Kelsey, Kareem Hunt.
Starting Kelsey, benching Hopkins, cutting Hunt.
Woo, boy. Whew, that's tough.
Not you? What do you know? That's a tough one. Yeah, it's not easy.
Oh, man. I mean, we've
had... Kelsey's the Hall of Famer. DeAndre Hopkins is the veteran presence. And Kareem Hunt got here yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think, look, running backs in this offense, it doesn't matter. Man, Andy Reid has shown you don't need a star running back to be effective in this offense. It's nice, but you don't need it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I guess I should have known what Wang Chung was about.
All right.
Start, bench, cut. 80s pop, 90s pop, 2000s pop.
90s is a start. 80s is weird. I'm cutting that. I'll bench the 2000s.
Okay.
I think 80s music is just bizarrely weird.
Not a huge fan. I used to be a huge Poison fan, but then I kind of faded out pretty quickly.
That 80s music?
That's like hair metal.
Yeah,
hair metal. I don't know if that's pop, though, but yeah, it seems like it is. 80s pop.
But like you look at like...
80s pop be like Cyndi Lauper, Madonna.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're two for two right there. With,
yeah, that's pretty good.
But I'm thinking more like Devo and Foghat and all that kind of like the whoever sings that B-52s.
Yeah, I love that song.
They suck. And Love Shack.
You told me this before.
The Love Shack is arguably the worst song ever written. Love Shack, a baby Love Shack. I got me a Chrysler. It's as big as a whale. I'm going to go sail.
It's about to set sail. Mac, where do you go when it comes to Hopkins, Kelsey, and Kareem Hunt start bench cut?
Yeah, keep it clean.
I think
your mom's friends aren't going to be happy with your performance.
I think Bob's probably right. But for this season, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if you start in Hopkins.
No, yeah. Exactly.
I think he's got more juice in the tank.
Mm. Do you think that's because he's here? That it like brings it out of you?
I think a little bit, but I also think he hasn't done anything for 2 years.
I think when you go to a situation like this, you're going to just play better because you're excited again.
Start, bench, cut. Game 7 hockey, game 7 baseball, game 7 NBA finals.
Starting baseball, benching hockey, cutting the NBA.
Boy, a game 7 of the NBA is kind of electric. Hockey's insane. That one we had last, this past summer? Mm-hmm. That was nuts.
Oh, with the Stanley Cup when they came back and everything. That was awesome.
I think that was the night the Royals won. Tennessee won the World Series in college baseball, and then the Game 7 happened. And it was like...
Yeah, it was a wild night. There was a lot going on.
It was in the middle of summer. It was like, there's no sports in the middle of summer.
Oh, yeah.
Hold my beer.
Yeah. Game 7 in anything is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Or a deciding game, whether it's 5, Game 7.
You just don't get... What's like the equivalent? Like the AFC Championship game? Is that the equivalent of a Game 7? In overtime?
Overtime.
Would Todd Bowles... take the ball in overtime in
Todd Bowles would have just said, we'll see what happens. It's raining.
A lot of people are excited to go back and check out the web stream.
Why? Oh, because of what Max said? Yeah.
Pull pulling up the app so I can see what I missed.
Jerry Jones said it. I didn't say it.
Loud and clear on the app. I mean, I'm in tears. Thank you, boys, from Bubby. I mean, we were all in tears.
Yeah.
Trying to think of another off the cusp start bench cut. Okay. Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, I'm starting.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Vaughn, I'm benching, and then I will cut Ben Stiller. And that's not an easy one either.
No.
Will Ferrell of the three is the easy start. It's the other two I could go
see, I think
with.
Will Ferrell got stale fast.
Like, I don't disagree with you at all.
Like Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey.
Yeah.
Kind of the same vibe with Will Ferrell.
He's made a comeback with this new Venmo commercial that
is
he has
hilarious.
Going on. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
I want to pay with you everywhere.
Yeah, that is a great commercial. Yeah,
it's fantastic. So he's kind of made a comeback with that. But yeah, mm-hmm. you're right. There was a good period where I'm like, Come on, man. You used to make me laugh all the time. Now you're kind of making me go,
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, after Elf, it was like, I mean, Step Brothers is okay, but like the other guys, that
Step
type of...
Step Brothers is okay?
I think it's okay.
Wow. I think he hit his peak with Anchorman.
I just think it goes on too long. Like, making the kid lick a white dog turd and then like beating up kids. I'm like, do we really need this much of a scene?
Yeah.
Old then, like, School was great.
Old School's fantastic. That's Will Ferrell's best movie. Like, I will die on that hill. That is, Frank the Tank is an iconic character.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Old
School and Anchorman back and forth for me. Old School is like, man, how would you like to do that at that age?
Oh.
Just go live with your buddies in a fraternity house on campus.
We can do it now. Leave your wife. Mac, leave your fiance.
Let's go.
I got a house.
Is it on campus?
It can be.
Okay. Is Ari Gold going to be the dean?
No. Jeremy Piven? Here we go. Start, bench, cut. Waffles, pancakes, French toast.
Ooh.
I'm starting waffles, benching pancakes, cutting French toast. I just don't eat it enough.
Yeah.
I love French toast.
Yeah.
I just don't eat it enough.
I agree.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Are we bowing out?
Huh. Because I don't know the answer to that. Because like good French toast that's warm with butter melted over, with hot maple syrup or some whipped cream, pancakes loaded with chocolate chips or waffles with whatever. Yeah, waffle will probably be third.
Man, a chocolate chip waffle.
Somebody else making this for me, or do I have to do this?
I mean, you can go to Waffle House, IHOP, and then IHOP or Perkins. Apple pie, peach cobbler, French silk pie.
I'll start apple pie. My old piano teacher, Mrs. Sauter, used to make a mean apple pie. So I love apple pie. What was the peach cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Or French silk pie?
Well, see, cobbler's not a pie.
But I don't know any other good pie. Cherry pie?
Cherry pie's good.
Cherry pie's great.
It is good.
I'm benching that. Apple pie starting. Yeah. My mom just made apple pie last night.
Mm. Did she? Where's my slice?
You're right. My fault.
You got to go get it.
Is her friend going to be there?
I will. Hopefully, Jason Biggs isn't there from American Pie.
What a great movie that was,
too. Just tell your mother
we ate
it all.
Did you ever see that movie, Mac?
I don't think so.
Somebody says, JC, go get something to eat. Is this Food Network? Start, bench, cut. Start, bench, cut. Brought to you by J Southland Tow Service. Text line as well, 913-586-7965. Thanks for listening. On the other side, Ryan Clark said something that is just, egregiously dumb. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. We're doing this for at least another 45 minutes on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Back in on a Tuesday, a Taco Tuesday, Basement Tuesday, Trade Deadline Tuesday.
Maction is back tonight as well.
I don't understand that.
Bob's
talking about syrup is on the come from the 816. Do you go crazy? Because like some people, and I know we can get into our topic with Ryan Clark, which we will if you missed it. We'll get to that because he says that teams shouldn't trade with the Chiefs. But syrup to me is one of those things that I do spend a little extra money on. Like
you
I
do?
Get the glass bottle.
Oh, wow. Look at you. All right.
I mean, I'm not like a savant with syrup, but I'm not getting like the plastic bottle and just like, Miss Buttersworth or what was it? Like
Mrs. Buttersworth. Yeah.
That's one, right? We didn't lose her, did we?
No.
We lost Jemima though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we use log cabin syrup.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's got the little ridges on it. Looks like there's an actual log
cabin.
It's
like a nice cabin that you'd like to sit in and eat that syrup on some pancakes or something.
Start, bench, cut. Lake house, beach house, mountain house.
I will start
Starting Lake.
Really?
I'm cutting Lake.
I'm cutting beach.
Yeah. It's either mountain or beach to me, depending. Where is the beach house?
Yes. I don't know. Destin or Key West?
No chance. No.
Key Largo?
No. I would go beach house, like West Coast or like Cape Cod, East Coast.
So Hermosa Beach?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Something like that. And then mountain cabin. I'd always like, you know. Mountain cabin.
I just want to drink a thing of hot chocolate with a bunch of marshmallows and a mountain house with a glass window with, like, you know, the snow coming down.
I get it. Yeah, no, it's like that cabin on the log cabin thing. You're like, I want to be in there. Like Sierra Nevada always had a nice cabin on their winter.
God, I love a lake house, man. I think I'm starting lake house too.
I don't know, but now you kind of, but I love skiing. Yeah. So now I'm kind of confused. Skiing's my favorite activity. So it's close.
Really?
It's close. Favorite thing to do. Yep. Skiing. It's also damn expensive, which sucks. Mm-hmm.
That's why if you have a house, then it's cheaper.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Clark had said something. Gosh, we have really pissed this guy off. This hour on the Food Network, we present to you how to select syrups. Yeah, but you know what? You're still here, so kiss my ass. You can leave that one in. Ryan Clark said you just shouldn't trade with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Ryan Clark, I think, is at wit's end, just like everybody else around the NFL is. And if you can't beat him, cheat, I guess. And this was his tweet last night on X, formerly Twitter. GMs should all get together and ban other teams from trading players to the Chiefs. Y'all tripping, letting them get D-hop. Kelsey is cooking now, too. Wait until angry running as Pacheco gets back. Lord. Well, that's called collusion. You can't do that in the NFL.
Serious?
I think there's part of him that is serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I do. Because what else are you supposed to do? Because last night you see DeAndre Hopkins go ham, and I told you that he was going to have a big game last night. That shouldn't be surprised to anybody that they were going to get him involved. And I think what a lot of people are looking at around, and they're going, and I just had a conversation with Jake from The Rock in the men's room about this. He goes, we take this kind of stuff for granted, man. Like, we just know at some point in time they're just going to lead a drive, and it's going to go down the field, and they're going to score a touchdown. And last night in overtime, they just did it. And there's just no answer for this team right now. There's no answer for Patrick Mahomes. There's no answer for Andy Reid. And so I think why Ryan Clark is probably joking for the most of it, but there's part of him going, these other GMs got to stop trading these guys to Kansas City. I mean, they traded DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City. They traded Uche to Kansas City, you know, and we've seen trades over the last few years to Kansas City, like Buffalo twice now trading draft picks to Kansas City to allow them to get better. Like, teams are continually trading with the Chiefs. But when you start to really dial into it and see what DeAndre Hopkins tweeted this morning about Rand Carthon, you know that was a move to help DeAndre Hopkins out. He wanted to come here. He's wanted to come here for a while. And they facilitated that move to get him here to Kansas City. That's doing right by the player. So I think, yes, I think it's like there's some truth to it. But ultimately, I think Ryan Clark knows you probably can't do that. Otherwise, people are going to be in trouble.
I think it's also kind of gives some sort of like respect to your take a couple weeks ago when it was like people get mad when the Chiefs don't make moves during the trade deadline and they just essentially blame the general manager and the team. But what you had always said is like, you know, you have to have people willing to trade with you.
Yeah, sure you do.
And when you see a team that consistently wins 14 straight games, holding teams, what do you say the number is now, Mac? 29 times?
29.
Under 28 points.
It's insane.
You don't give more fuel to that fire. You let it burn itself out. And yet somehow, some way, which is more impressive for Brett Veach, he's going and getting guys like DeAndre Hopkins, right? Like a Terrell Suggs. Guys like that that are veterans that help your team in a way that you wouldn't think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think when DeAndre Hopkins got traded to the Chiefs, I think it was like 50-50 split. Like, I think 50% of the people were probably like, does he have enough left? Is the knee all right? Is he healthy? And then the other 50% of the people were like, this is dangerous. And you saw last night why that is. And I think that, you know, when you are the standard of the league, I mean, you're not the standard. You're an outlier of the league.
Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly,
I think that you, it is a struggling time. It is, like, the Royals had no issues getting trades at the deadline. Everybody's like, oh, the Royals are calling me? Yeah, what do you want? We'll give you Irsay. We'll give you Cole Reagans. Whatever you want, we'll give it to you. If the Royals were to rip off, you know, like six straight American League Central titles, an AL pennant back-to-back years, and two World Series back-to-back, when JJ calls in, they'll be like, "Yeah, I'm busy. I'll call you back if I got a minute."
Well, it also is, though, a situation where these other general managers have to believe that they're getting better as an organization as well. And that's why you've got to kind of pry or prey on, I guess you could say, the bottom feeders. You've got to call these GMs that are fairly new, that are in these rebuild modes. Like Rand Carthon is the perfect person to call because they just hired their coach. They're just starting over. They're kind of all in this thing together. Draft picks are more valuable to them at this point in time than DeAndre Hopkins, because DeAndre Hopkins isn't helping you win right now because you don't have a quarterback. You need draft picks. You need to build up your organizations. And when you talk to GMs about making these trades and you go, why do these people keep trading with the Chiefs? The common response is, well, they think they're getting better as an organization as well. Teams don't go into trades thinking like, I'm going to beat you and I am going to win this trade. You know, after a trade happens, every website and every talking head and every blowhard like us out there go, who won the trade, right? That's not how they operate inside the leagues. They look at it and go, is this a win for you? Is this a win for me? If it looks like it's a win for everybody across the board, we go ahead and we make that move. We just live in a world in the media where everybody wants to grade a trade and tell you who won, as opposed to just going out there and saying, hey, that was a win-win for everybody. They got an extra draft pick. You got a wide receiver and everybody goes about their day.
By the way, your guy, Foot Fetish Rex Ryan, had this to say.
Which one of those teams and quarterbacks are you picking to go into Arrowhead and beat Mahomes in the AFC Championship game in January of this year? Which one are you doing? Here's the thing.
I mean, first off, Baltimore is going to be that team that gets the opportunity, okay?
That you believe they will be the last one standing?
I absolutely do. I can tell you who Kansas City doesn't want to see, and that's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Mm. Why? They've done it. That team has done it. Joe Burrow, they don't flinch. They, for some reason, that Lou Anarumo, the defense coordinator for Cincinnati, always has a great plan against Kansas City, and Joe Burrow is the man when he goes in there. And so, to me, that's the one Kansas City doesn't want to see. I think they're going to see Baltimore. And to me, I think Baltimore is the best team. Their defense is not playing well, but they need to get it fixed. They got 9 more weeks. They got to get that defense fixed. Play to the Baltimore Ravens standards. If they do, they'll be too much for Kansas City.
You're talking about a gentleman in Joe Burrow who hasn't beaten the Chiefs since 12-4-2022. Yep. And then in the playoffs, that was 1-30-2022. So when January rolls around, or actually, you know, when January rolls around for the AFC Championship, you're talking about 3 years ago when they came in here and beat Kansas City at quote-unquote Burrowhead.
Which is, to be fair, the last team to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs was the Bengals.
But that was 3 years ago.
What's more impressive, the Bengals that actually beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, or it's been that long since someone's actually beat them in the playoffs?
That long since somebody's beaten them in the playoffs.
I think that's why Rex Ryan said that.
Maybe.
Because that's the only thing you can lean on. If the Chiefs, if Patrick
but
Mahomes
that's
was
in ancient history in the NFL.
Right. If Patrick Mahomes is 18-0 in the playoffs, which he's 15-3, which is still impressive. He's lost a Super Bowl to Tom Brady. He lost to Joe Burrow in the AFC Championship game. And he lost the AFC Championship game to Tom Brady. 15-3 in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Never missed the playoffs in his NFL career. Never not won his division in the NFL career. The only thing people have, because Tom Brady doesn't exist in the NFL anymore, right? He's an announcer and an owner. Joe Burrow's the only one to have done it.
That's right.
And I think the problem that people have is you can try to predict. You can try to do all these things. Like, I tried to predict a 5-leg parlay last night. I lost by 1 leg because the over hit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we react to the game. We don't try to tell you. Like, we do the script because it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah.
We like to self-deprecate ourselves. Right. I don't know if Rex Ryan is predicting this or if he's reacting to what the only team and only player that has beaten Patrick Mahomes is Joe Burrow.
Yeah. He's the only one in this league who has proven that he can beat Patrick Mahomes because it's not Lamar.
Right. I don't think
it's not Josh Allen.
It's nobody other than Mahomes and Burrow once.
Once.
And Burrow does a tough enough job on himself to try to get there, right? Like, he had the 5 touchdowns, 251, I think he threw for, or 221 and 5 touchdowns. That's great.
Yeah.
But you're always having to build yourself back up every season. And he thinks that it's going to be Lamar Jackson and the Ravens playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. If it is, and I also disagree with the take of there's a team the Chiefs don't want to see. I don't think they have that mentality.
Right.
I don't think there's a team they don't want to. I don't think there's ever that mentality. I think there can be for some teams. I think the Chiefs are that team for a lot of people, right? But you think about the narrative that a lot of people give about the Kansas City Chiefs and teams. Like, if the Chiefs are getting everybody's Super Bowl and they're 8-0, what's the reaction to that?
See you next year.
If you're getting everybody's greatest game and it's not enough, mm-hmm. what do you react to with that? Because right. that's what they're getting. That's what everybody says. That's the best Tampa Bay's looked in 4 weeks. That's the best Baker's looked as a quarterback right. in 3 weeks. Boy, did you see how the Raiders kind of methodically got it to a close game? Garbage time touchdown? No, I didn't. Mm. But if you're getting everybody's Super Bowl and you're beating everybody and you're not losing, what's the reaction to that?
It's like, really interesting.
Why are they not
study.
Talking about that? I mean, I get it. We're homers.
Right.
Whatever. But if you're on national television and you're not Nick Wright and you're not Danny Parkins, who have been here that now do it nationally, why are we talking about teams that you're afraid of? If you're getting everybody's best game and still beat him, there is no fear.
There shouldn't be any fear. And I don't think the Chiefs have a fear of anybody. The other teams have a fear of Kansas City because they know that unless there's zero on the clock, they're not going to win that game. Kansas City's going to find a way to win that game. And I think when you look at everybody giving their best shot, it's amazing to me how human nature factors in. Because if I'm a team like Tampa, right, and I'm a fan of that team mm-hmm. for whatever reason, right, and you watch the way that they played last night, aren't you pissed at the other games that they've lost where they haven't played that good? Like, you know they have it in them to go toe for toe with the best team in the NFL, the mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs, and almost come away with a win. And then you look at it and they lose like Carolina, and you're like, wait a second here, what are we doing? Like, why aren't you playing that way? Because that's human nature, right? Mm-hmm. You play up to the level of your competition a lot. But if I was a fan of another team and I saw the way that my team played against the Chiefs and they're 8-9 on the season, I'm like, you guys had it in you. Why aren't you playing that way? You know, why aren't you going out there and playing everybody like you play the Kansas City Chiefs?
Trade deadline does end today, I believe, at 3 p.m. our time. I think that's right.
I think so. Yes.
Man, very gloomy.
I mean,
outside.
All of a sudden it's getting like really dark out there.
Over there, it's like dark and gray, and then over here it's sunny.
Yeah.
It looks like a Halloween photo over there if you really think about it. And then there goes the sun. Mm. The Chiefs did pretty active duties during the trade deadline, right? Got yeah. Uche, got DeAndre Hopkins, and Swagoo says that that's a heist.
Mm-hmm. Swagoo is right, because DeAndre Hopkins
Do you think
is,
people know who Swagoo is?
Yeah, he's on ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't know if people know who that is.
Yeah, I would imagine, right?
I hope.
Yeah. He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
But he said it's a heist. DeAndre Hopkins coming to Kansas City is a heist. And I said to you guys, what if he gets 5 touchdowns? Then that's considered a heist. He had 2 last night, right? So he's only got 3 more to go for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. To get those 5 touchdowns. I think it's the biggest heist we've seen in Kansas City since Cole Reagans. And I do think Cole Reagans was a major heist for this organization, because they traded an expiring contracted pitcher. Now, okay, Texas, that's the perfect of a win-win trade. Mm-hmm. Texas gets Chapman, they win the Super Bowl. Royals get Cole Reagans, they turn their entire franchise around. That's a great heist of a trade for Kansas City. And mm-hmm. I do think this DeAndre Hopkins thing, based on what we saw last night, that is a heist, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I'm trying to think. Is that the best we'll see of DeAndre Hopkins, or is there more?
Oh, I think there's more, because
like, that was a damn good game.
Yeah.
That was what, 8 for 81 and 2 touchdowns?
Yeah, something? 8 for 86, 2 TDs.
Is that the ceiling?
No way.
No way.
No way.
Confident in that.
Oh, I think that. The 8 for 86 could be a ceiling. Like, that's a big number.
2 touchdowns.
And 2, yeah, I think like that.
What do you think his ceiling is, 10 for 100?
Oh, yeah, he's got a 100-yard game in him. This is a top 20 receiver in the NFL.
Because it's crazy that he did 8 for 86, 2 touchdowns in game 2.
That's what I'm saying. He's been here for 8 days, right, guys. Yeah,
but you know how hard it is to get 100 yards receiving in a game? Like, I mean, we throw double-digit sacks out there like everybody's supposed to do that, 100-yard this, 100-yard that. And then you look at it, you're like, oh, yeah, that guy, like Travis Kelce last night took 14 receptions mm-hmm. to get to 100 yards. 100 yards is a lot. So you go 8 for 86 and 2 touchdowns, that's a
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hell of a night.
Oh, it's a great game, no doubt. But if you're a good receiver like D-Hop is, you can get a 100-yard game with a guy like Mahomes. Absolutely. And I believe he will. And tight end's way different. I mean, yeah, tight end, that's... Man, a tight end getting 100 yards, wow, it's impressive.
It is. Because like his routes, you could watch him last night, he was just getting to a point and stopping. And then there's just, to me, that's just the chemistry that he has with Patrick Mahomes is insane. Like, to know that when he turns around, it's going to be there and nobody else but him knows that is why it's such a great duo in sports history. Who was like an unsung hero last night? Karloftis?
Hardman had a good game.
I think Justin Reed could be an unsung hero last night.
God, if he picked that ball off. Oh, dude. That interception, I thought, I could see I could see the bubbles coming on the text screen. Because, I mean, it was, I thought that was it. And then just started laying the wood.
And then laid the wood on every play after that. Like, he was great last night. Jay Reed, shout out, my man. You were great last night. I thought he was fantastic last night.
Oh, yeah. That was a leader type of game from him.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, this is going to be a tough game. Baker's decent. Kate Otten's going to be a menace.
Yep.
They got some guys trying to prove their point on the roster. I got to be that guy.
And he was that guy, man. He was fantastic last night. Karloftis had a nice game last night. And then Bolton on the last play of the game basically coming through and, you know, blowing stuff up there on one of their last defensive plays before they had the three and out with Perine dropping the football. But
Justin Watson, good game?
Watson had a really nice game last night as well.
Yes!
Yeah, like and you mentioned Hardman briefly. Dude gets hurt and comes back and like...
I mean, I tweeted at Sean Smith because I literally was talking to him yesterday sitting right in front of me. I was like, Mecole Hardman will do this every once in a while because he's like, I want to see special teams. And I was like, every once in a while, Mecole Hardman will give you that return where you flip the field. Yep. And he literally did that on his first return. And it's like that you don't really remember until you sit back and get rid of all the Mahomes on third down, overtime, you know, whatever, go for two. And you think about it, like, no, Gray had a big catch. Watson was good.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt was awesome.
I mean, also, too.
Perine was decent.
The catch by Hardman on 3rd and 6 late in the third quarter where he slips.
Yeah, and he
finds
up.
His balance and gets like 8 yards when they needed six. That. Like, right there, man. Like, I know people, like, it's a cool thing to knock Mecole for whatever. Oh, he's not. Mecole Hardman's a nice football player, man. He's a nice football player and is a good piece on this puzzle.
When he got hurt, I kind of had a moment of, like, realizing his value to this team. When I was like, if he's not bad, I mean, he's the fourth wide receiver on this team, which is massive. He knows the playbook. He's been on this team longer than almost anyone else. And, gosh, I mean, we've watched this team with inconsistent and bad punt returners. And Mecole has... Give credit to him, has become a really solid punt return in this league. He was not one 3 or 4 years ago. That was not his strength. He's really good at that now.
Speaking of the punts, why are we still kicking the ball off and allowing returns?
I don't understand.
Come on, Dave. Like, tell Harrison to boot that thing through the end zone.
I think they might have been a little worried with, like, the field conditions. Like, if he's really trying to lean into that, he's got to plant really hard.
Yeah.
And then there's a chance. I mean, that's just me trying to come up with an excuse.
And look, I'll buy that if you're selling that. I'll listen to that. But, I mean, come on. Stop messing around. Kick these things out of the end zone. Just give them the ball at the 30-yard line.
The other very, very, very impressive stat, rushing totals for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night.
Ooh.
Bucky Irvin, 7 for 24. Mm-hmm. Shepard, 2 for 21. Baker Mayfield, 4 for 20. Rashad White, 3 for 19. Tucker, 3 for 11.
Kareem Hunt had more than the entire team.
Yeah, I mean... Essentially, I think they had like a total of 100 as a
95 yards rushing last night.
Total for them?
Yeah.
And Kareem Hunt had
106.
That's right.
Like 80 of those were in the second half, too.
Kareem Hunt outrushed their entire team last night.
I mean, it's just this team.
Yeah, he had 16 yards at halftime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and then just became the closer.
I know, because I had his over. I was like, come on, babe. Come on, let's go.
16 yards at halftime.
Well, that's why I said on the Instagram reels that we do every week with our best bets, I was like, take Kareem Hunt, sloppy field, over carries, over yards, touchdown. It happens. Chiefs win last night, 30-24 in overtime versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On the other side, we wrap this show up and get you set up for the rest of the day on a trade deadline Tuesday on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
What do you want to hear? 913-586-7965.
I just informed Dusty of some major news. Today is also not only the trade deadline day. It's not only the return of Maction tonight on, I guess, ESPN. It's also the beginning of free agency in Major League Baseball.
All right.
The quiet period is over. Let's get loud. Let's get loud.
See, I think you like 2000s pop more than you think.
I said 2000s pop was up there.
I thought you said 90s. Was
90s was the first one. 2000s.
Yeah, you cut 80s. Yeah.
I cut 80s. Yeah.
That's a good song. Weird. It's one of J-Lo's finest work.
Let's get loud, baby. Absolutely. Did you know she was married to Ben Affleck, who was married to Jennifer Gardner, who That's sells crazy. Credit cards on TV at a farm?
Who was married to Jennifer Lopez not once, but twice.
Yes. I saw
the old.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, I saw a story today that, you know, things are still okay because J-Lo's sister is hanging out with Ben Affleck's daughter at Yale.
Good.
So, that's good.
I know you guys were worried about that, but TMZ did drop that one this morning.
This is Travis Kelce and DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean, I said it already. He's a swag champ, and that just brings up, that just juices everybody, and it gives everybody confidence. It gives everybody the ability to just play free and trust the guys next to him. And, you know, I was feeling like the old head for a while.
Yeah.
You know, but D-Hop being 2013 draft class as well, we've been able to relate to each other in that regard. And on top of that, it gives Pat somebody he can trust, you know? That's right, baby. Hop is in the building.
The touchdown on the goal line, is that something that Patrick checked to at the line? It looked like it. My guy Stan Prestige was like, if you talk to him, ask him. It looked like something at the line of scrimmage. It looked like a check.
No, it was all a part of the play. I think Pat might have been calling out where the offensive line was going to in terms of the protection and stuff. But on top of that, I mean, it looked like they were just on the same page, right?
Uh-huh.
And D-Hop has been right on time every single time. And right now, Pat is playing out of his mind right now. And Coach Reed's dialing those things up.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Playing out of his mind right now. So Patrick Mahomes on the come.
Right.
Travis Kelce. This is a stat that I loved. Was on Twitter this morning, and it's since Rashee Rice has gone on the IR. This is from Field Yates. Travis Kelce's last five games, Rashee Rice's injury took place in the first four. 7 catches, 89 yards, 9 targets. 9 catches, 70 yards, 10 targets. 4 catches, 17 yards, 5 targets. 10 catches the week before, 90 yards, 1 touchdown, 12 targets. Last night, 14 for 100 on 16 targets.
Which is insane, man. It's wild.
So they were doing exactly what we said they were doing. They were letting Rashee Rice be the youth and the best, you know, pass-catching option for a wide receiver on your team. And then Travis Kelce is like, when you need me, let me know.
That's exactly
now
right.
Now you need him, and he's let you know.
It's also interesting because when we were coming out of training camp, the team was coming out of training camp, mm-hmm. I told you, like, they were in love with Rashee Rice. That was their number one weapon coming out of training camp. After all of that work in May and June and then up at the dorms in St. Joe, they came to the conclusion was, okay, Rashee Rice is our number one weapon overall across the board. So we're going to feature our number one weapon. And they were featuring their number one weapon. They didn't need Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce's kind of on layaway. You just got to hang out when we need you. We'll call you, right? And then Rashee Rice gets hurt, so they needed Rashee Rice. And then what do? They go to their old veteran, Travis Kelce. They make a trade for a wide receiver. This whole thing starts to come together. Ipso facto, here we sit at 8-0. But that's common. If you have somebody on your team that you believe is just better than everybody else, and they can, you know, make more plays than everybody else, well, you're going to feature that guy, right? I mean, that's kind of what you do. You want to feature that guy. It's like when people say we should move Bobby up to number one. I don't disagree necessarily with that. He's your best bat. Let him bat at the top of the order. Let him get as many hits as he possibly can, right? So that's what you were doing with Rashee Rice. He was your best weapon. He was producing. He was putting up numbers. He was leading the league in receiving, right, for a while?
No, he's second behind Nico Collins.
Second. Okay, yeah. Second in receiving, but still, right?
Yeah.
Why would you ever go away from that guy? He was making plays. He had amazing yak. He was great. and then he gets hurt. And so then you have to turn to Travis Kelce. You go, all right, Trav, sorry, we came to you a little bit earlier than we thought this year, so that's why we paid you this offseason. Go get him.
According to Zena Anderson, I'm told that trade talks for Saints quarterback Marshawn Lattimore are warming up and that multiple people are involved, per source.
Okay.
So,
well, they better get moving fast, because 3 o'clock is the deadline. That's 5 hours, 10 minutes from now, roughly.
Yeah,
not that it takes long to make a trade, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know,
a lot of this stuff is laid in. It's just dotting I's and crossing T's and figuring out what's going on.
The problem, like we'd said earlier, is like, is a team now, which. We watched the game last night, and I think Josh Briscoe said it well on our show yesterday, that he was like, I'm going to watch like how the corners play, because I want to see. But now the Chiefs are 8-0.
Yeah.
Right? So now teams are like, F that. Dude. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere near that. You guys have got it figured out. Like, how would you even dare call somebody and say you need another player?
Well, because I think if you're New Orleans, you probably should. Yeah. I think you just fired your coach yesterday. It's rebuilding time. You've lost 7 in a row. You need draft picks. Your team sucks.
Carr's not your future. Kamara's getting older. Right. You have a stud in Olave, who's now hurt, obviously.
Right.
So you're at that crossroad where it's like, okay, left we rebuild and go this way. This way's draft picks. We go straight. We're just going to continue down a dead end.
And you set your franchise up too. Again, we go back to D-Hop and how he just shouted out the Titans for allowing him to come to Kansas City and being that franchise that did right for their player. You are going to embark on a new journey in New Orleans. You're embarking on a new journey in Carolina and on a new journey in Nashville with your new head coach, your new GM, all that nonsense. You want to make sure that that's a place where players want to play. Have you seen what's going on in Washington right now? Everybody now wants to be a Commander. A year ago, nobody knew who they were. Now you're seeing these stories that they're 7-2. People want to play with Jaden Daniels. They like Dan Quinn. They want to go be a Washington Commander. You do right by your players, and people will want to go play for your organization, and you win those free agent battles. And when you're a team like Nashville or New Orleans or whoever that's at the bottom, DeAndre Hopkins ain't helping you in the future. Marshawn Lattimore ain't helping you in the future. But you know what? Our draft picks, lower salaries, the opportunity to rebuild your franchise. If you're a 2-7 team and you're not selling everybody on your roster right now, or at least trying to sell everybody on your roster right now, what are we even doing here?
Right. Now, I think Dan Quinn's got that mentality too. Obviously should have a Super Bowl on his resume. Doesn't. Because of that catastrophic failure in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. That was him, right?
Yep.
Dan Quinn.
Oh,
yes. And then it was Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan.
Gosh, could you imagine? He basically built the same team in Washington. He just took instead of having Shanahan, he went and got
Kingsbury. Yeah.
That's insane. That's nuts.
But yeah, the fact that they're a premier team now.
Washington's also fun, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably the one team I root for in that division. Like, Giants are kind of neutral. I don't really care. They've never done anything to, like, really, like, you know. Sirianni, as long as he's in Philadelphia, I can't stand him. Which, by the way, real quickly, appreciation mention. Thank you, Philadelphia, for everything you've done. Thank you.
With
letting Andy Reid go.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest, most important thing in the Chiefs franchise history was the Philadelphia Eagles realizing that they needed a divorce from Andy Reid, and he came to Kansas City, and since then it has been nothing but success.
Yeah.
Like, the Eagles are it's weird. You could do a topic on this. The Eagles are the reason why the Chiefs are this successful.
Could be, yeah.
And to even make it even sweeter, they beat him in the Super Bowl.
Right.
With Andy Reid.
Right.
Against his old team.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, they let him go. And look, it wears out after a while, right? The message goes stale. You need another coach. You need another voice. Credit to Philadelphia. They did win a Super Bowl since Andy Reid has been gone. They're only one with Doug Peterson. And now they're on their third head coach since Andy Reid walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have that one Super Bowl. I'm not sure anybody can look at it and say, hey, Philadelphia, we got better because we let Andy Reid go. You probably didn't get better. Nobody gets better when you let Andy Reid walk out the door. But sometimes things just get old and stale, and it's time to move on from a coaching standpoint. He came here, and it was new, and it was fresh, and he reinvented himself. And that's why I tell people all the time, like, you can always reinvent yourself. Andy Reid reinvented himself in his mid-50s, changed who he was as a coach, how he ran an organization, and took everything that worked in Philadelphia and kept it, and was willing to really self-evaluate and go, I suck here, I need to do this differently. Or I suck there and I need to do this differently. Or I'm really good here, I need to accentuate this. Andy Reid is an unbelievable reinventor of himself.
Somebody says, Bills are the reason we are good. I disagree. We don't have Patrick Mahomes if we don't have Andy Reid because we don't have Brett Veach. Yes, yes, yes. John Dorsey drafted Mahomes technically.
John Dorsey wouldn't have been here if we don't have Andy Reid, though.
Brett Veach that told everybody about Patrick Mahomes. So I would disagree with the Bills. I would say the Philadelphia Eagles. Don't forget Josh Briscoe tonight, K-State on 610 AM, The Fan. Coming up next is Cody and Gold. But before we do that, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. Could change their day, week, month, or year. Today is one of those days to just be kind, people. Stay cool. Be cool. It's cool to care. Kansas City, we love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Cody and Gold coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.